Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today, we're going to take a look at a passage of scripture, but before we do that, I wanted to tell you a little story. I've got a chocolate lab that a neighbor gave to us. And for the first 6 months of her life, she was raised on their farm, but they wanted us to take her from them because she was getting a little too rough with their young calves. Overall, she's a very gentle dog, but can become protective of her owners in a big hurry. When our neighbor pulls into their driveway, you can watch her perk her ears up. And although we can't hear anything, she does, and she will let out a gruff little bark. Even if somebody is walking too close down by the road by our house, she'll begin pacing around the living room, and she'll growl so fiercely, barking with everything she's got, just to protect us. And this reminds me of the Christian life. Our dog knows how to sound off the alarm when she needs to. She barks out because she is very protective. And true men of God will do the same because they're very protective of the sheep of Christ Jesus. They constantly warn the church about false prophets and rise up when needed in order to do battle against the devil and all his wicked works. The Bible warns about some of these false prophets in the Old Testament. They were dumb and greedy dogs who didn't even know how to bark. Isaiah 56:10, his watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way. Everyone for his gain from his quarter. A shepherd has numerous duties to a flock of sheep. They must watch over them each and every day, keeping them fed and watered, but they are also tasked with the duty of fighting off the wolves or other dangerous animals that might try to hurt them. Remember that as a shepherd, King David had killed a bear, a lion, and even protected Israel by killing Goliath. A man of God must feed, warn, and protect the sheep of God from the onslaught of the devil. Not only do they comfort and guide them on the path of biblical truth, but are fearless and valiant when it comes to protecting them. This is because he is a true under-shepherd of the Lord, caring for God's sheep when others do not. Look at John 10:12 says this, "But he that is an hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep." You know, the disciples of Christ cared for the church immensely, nourishing them with the milk of God's word and watching out for their safety. They were constantly warning the church throughout much of the New Testament. The Apostle Paul referred to this duty as being a soldier of God, fighting the good fight and doing battle against all the works of the devil. Ephesians 6:10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." 1 Timothy 6:12 says, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." Just like an earthly soldier will protect their own borders from an incoming enemy, the soldiers of Christ must do the same for the church. They must rise up to battle and warn them with the trumpet of God's word. 1 Corinthians 14:8 says, "For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle?" But you know, if there's no soldiers left on the wall, the enemy can come right across the border because there's no resistance against him. Likewise, men of God must rise up with the sword of truth in order to protect the borders of the church. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." Paul was a great soldier for Christ, defending the church with the gospel of truth. But he warned that after his departure, wolves would begin jumping over the wall in an attempt to destroy the church from within. Acts 20:28, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. You know, these same types of things are going on all over the world today, as certain communities are trying to defund the police or other places of worldly authority. It is they who have been charged with the protection of their own citizens. Likewise, the Apostle Paul had the same duty, only he was fighting a spiritual battle as an ambassador for Christ. It is a battle between good and evil, truth over lies, and light over darkness. When you care for others, you'll warn them and protect them. I mean, if your friend is running through the high grass and you see a snake, you'll warn them and fight off the snake. If a snapping turtle comes up out of the swamp, you'll warn your children and rise up to protect them. If a coyote was trying to get into your chicken shed, you'd probably set up a trap for the critter to protect your own hens from getting hurt. If you see a wolf trying to enter into the church, genuine men of God will rise up to protect the sheep. After all, this is what a shepherd does. The saints of God will rise up to do battle with the devil because they are extremely protective. And I remember this every time I hear loud barking coming from the mouth of our chocolate lab. So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups. You can get our entire podcast feeds directly along with transcripts at TLKJBC.com. Or I suppose you can find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to you all, and Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.